Good evening and good night.
Nice
you are with Brunzy Beat on
nice
Anon Radio.
You,
this is Cafe Eddie's number 49.
Lately?
Test Plan Zero. Set is going to be a fairly up and fairly danceable affair, concentrating on the latter half of the 1980s. Today I am not on IRC because where usually the Zorin book or the Haiku pad is sitting is a compact LTE Elite 440CX from 1873 that I'm trying to get a serial to Wi-Fi thingamabobby hoozy working so I can chat from it, but Windows 3.1 is refusing to see anything on the COM port. And I have started remembering how to hack win.ini files and play with MS-DOSy config sys things. And things. Except the memories kind of slow to come back. I've been changing IRQs and memory thingy location things that I haven't had to think about for a long time. Anyway, it's not working yet. And following on from Janet Jackson with What Have You Done For Me Lately, we have the awesome Bananarama with Venus. I have memories of doing a dance to this with girlfriends in primary school on a park bench at lunchtime at school. Yes, Fog, we did have versions of this song. Just discovered the meaning of life. And now, departing Bananarama land, we're off to England with Mike and the Mechanics with All I Need. It's a miracle. shores of England. We are returning, I believe, to the US of A to go all the way with Sly Fox. The infobot, the metadata system slash text announcer is doing all sorts of interesting things. It's going all the way. It's telling you he's streaming, and it's telling you it's my 95th live show. Wow. Big celebration Zoom. Telling us where the archives are, archives.anonradio.net. It's very awesome. California dreamers, sinking in the sand. The Hollywood squares are living in Disneyland. And thank you to the SDF magicians who have updated com and body things to make them even better. Let's go all the way. Yes, I am Windows 95 compatible. I even on my desk have a little badge, actually it's quite big. Start August 24. Reserve your copy of Windows 95 today. Microsoft. That's from when I worked in the Meyer department store in the computers and home office. Oh. Yes, I was there for the first opening sale of it. Yeah, Christy, I trust you, I could have. It, however, didn't occur to me because I didn't realise it was my 95th show. I could have, yes. RPM. Don't leave now. Please don't take my heart away. Promise me just one more night. There we go. Certain realms that might be called the anti-wide mode show. Touch you once, I touch you twice. Jazzmaze. I have stacks of beta discs because my partner at the time was a network admin at the university I ended up working at. And yes, I have like a waist-high stack of beta discs. Chicago was so much fun. Yes, NetWare 3, then 4. He was the only NetWare department, I think, that braved 4 because of its clustering kind of non-centralized distributed the directory thing. And we are, of course, with Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, OMD, from the Pretty Epic soundtrack. This is If You Leave. We were a geek household even back then. I think 96, I had a firstly a Mac Centris 650 and then eventually a 6160 in my room, which I think I had some kind of AppleNet connection over into the lounge room. Eventually it was Ethernet, but initially it was like AppleNet. And it spoke to his old 386 PC that was running NetWare to connect multiple modems to the university's dial-in so that we could get vaguely decent speeds of internet. Glad that's bringing back memories. Mine were old work cast-off Macs. I don't even quite remember how I did it. I know I did some kind of magic to make it work, Jazzmaze. I just don't remember what because it's been so long. But I remember I had to hold my tongue the right way and it was quite an achievement. Yes, I was and computational. I was very much looking forward to Windows 95 and was installing all the betas, but that was on Shane's machine. I didn't even have a machine at that point, but then when I started working at the university, I kept getting cast-offs. And I was the main Mac support person for Chancellery. Yes, I was very, very deeply entrenched in Macs, which I wouldn't touch until I got that position, mind you, and then I fell in love with them. And we are now with Cameo with Word Up. I liked Macs because I didn't have to remember everything about the OSI model and do bit-level config things in text files to make Ethernet work. Not that I couldn't, it was just more fun on the Mac. For all their quirks. Hello, Northern Lights! Welcome into the conversation. Welcome, welcome. I hope your move went well. It's good to see you here. Trumpet Windsock. Yes, Trumpet Windsock. Yes, yes. I might have to install that on this compact. I don't know. It's Windows 3.1, not 1.1. I wonder if Trumpet works on 3.1. I can't even get a DOS terminal app onto it at the moment yet, because I don't have anything else with a working floppy drive. I'm going to have to pull an old Mac out of the cupboard this afternoon. That's my task. To try and write a PC floppy with the right terminal software on it, just so I can try from DOS. Anyway, the fun geek games we play. Exactly, Tim. Particularly back then, there was some funny nomenclature. One of the gods of 80s musics. This is Peter Gabriel with Sledgehammer, who also did a very interesting interactive multimedia thing just around the time Windows 95 came out, maybe just slightly before. I remember playing with that and going, ooh, the future is interesting. I played with it for days. Now that is awesome, SMJ. A beautiful, beautiful tally on a pling as a command. Oh wow. Comm chat's getting pretty damn cool. It always was. Always was cool. It's the granddaddy of coolness chats. But it looks like it's been getting a bit of upgrading. Adam D, we love you. You will get more. Everyone give him some pluses. And now that we've had our bright and sparkly, we'll go for the celestial with Underworld Underneath the Radar. Yes, the same Underworld that did Born Slippy and other thumping dance floor tracks. This is around the time of their genesis or thereabouts.
Please report to the dance floor.
Yes, give Elwyn love as well. Elwyn deserves love, attention, and pluses. Elwyn, come and collect your token.
Between the walls, hey, we're just too small to make a fuss about it. Did something fall? Hey, what is the point of losing sleep about it? See you later.
We live underneath the power.
What does Tovarits mean? I don't know the word. Watch out! Ah, well, I should know that, shouldn't I? Cool. I really do need to learn Russian properly. I love it so much that I really should, although I know it's hard. And I would love to give a shout out to all my damn good cyber chatter friends on SDF.com chat. You too can dunk yourself in the commode on SDF.org's free Unix shell account system, whereby you can chat like it's 1987 or 86, although more like 87, I think, because that's when SDF was born, I think. We have Tim from Berlin. We have Northern Lights, who has newly rehomed. We have SMJ. We have Claudio M. We have Elwin. We have Antonio R. We have Jazzmaz. And who else do we have? JWH, I think I saw in there. We have Adam G. We have Christy O'Twisty. We have. Who else do we have? If I've missed you, please, please do raise your hand. Having good conversation today. And we are back in, well, we were already in, in good old England. This is the Fine Young Cannibals with She Drives Me Crazy. Cheeseland! Well, I like cheese. Just bought a whole pile of it at Costco. We did our first Costco shop in 2 years. Can't say it's post-pandemic, although Melbourne is clear at the moment. We're down to very minimal restrictions, although Sydney seems to be heading in the other direction, unfortunately. Good luck to my Sydney side of pals and brethren and sisters and grandpeople and babies and everyone. Please, please stay safe. Ever heard that term. Very cool. So how's the weather in Wisconsin? Yay! very good. You're kind of nearish like the great lakesy thingy thing, aren't you? Like, and over the water is Michigan, is that right? We're talking about Northern Lights' new home. Yay, 70s and partially cloudy. That sounds pleasant. It got down to 1 degree Celsius here last night. It's chilly, cold, cold, cold. We're in the depths of winter, but we're on the way out soon. Now, over to Europe, we have the awesome Roxette with The Look.
Walking like a man, eating like a hammer, she's a juvenile scam. Never was a quitter, tasted like a raindrop, she's got the look. Heavenly bomb, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a collar, her loving is a wild dog, she's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do for you. And I go la 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 la. She's got the look.
Fire in the eyes, naked to the tumor as a lover's disguise. Banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull. She's got the look. She's a miracle man. Loving is the ocean, kissing is the wet sand. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
For your company, Adam D. Enjoy your shopping trip. Stay safe. Indeed, the only way to win is not to play. Oh good, I let it do its thing. it was instinct. The, yes, the good old War Games reference. Gotta love it. It's got an acoustic coupler modem in it. Gotta really love it. Claire's got the list. She got the look too. Okay, per the request of SMJ, who is making a special cover version of this, which you can see on Tumix, and on my Mastodon I did boost it, or whatever you call it on there, the other day. He is making awesomeness. He is a musical magician with lots of synthy goodness in his den of wonderfulness. This is My Sex, New Zealand group, with Computer Games from the other end of the 80s, but that's all good.
What number would she be? As a million angry students looking down their tubes at me.
to Claudio, and I love this. I'm really looking forward to SMJ's version. What he's already put up, the components, the bits and pieces, it's already sounding really good. And yes, I'm really looking forward to what he does to it. I think we have to let SMJ's creative process just run. And give him encouragement and hugs. And now on to something slightly more esoteric. This is Broz, the British group who were big when I was in early high school. Although I think Americans would call what I'm calling high school middle school. So years 7, year 8. This is off their album Push. This is a remix. This is the acidic remix of I Quit. A very early-ish acid housey sound. Well-established genre by then, but still fairly underground. Obviously breaking through to the mainstream. If a commercial, constructed, polished group like Broz were getting remixes in the style. Anyway, let's vibe out to it. And hello and greetings to Rolly, welcome into Calm Chat. And sorry for that cut. This hadn't preloaded properly, and I'm playing lossless at the moment, so it sometimes it's a bit slower to react than it used to be. Okay, now this is Technotronic with Get Up Before the Night Is Over. Sorry for jumping out of pan mode, bros. It kind of goes on forever, which is lovely, but there's a couple of other things I want to play before the show's over. I love me some Technotronic, though. Oh, Riley, I'm sorry to hear that. That's really disappointing. OMG. And Simple Minds would have been awesome. Do they still have venue restrictions? The lockdown's finished in Brisbane now, hasn't it? But yeah, that's bad. Sorry. A bit of a twist on the 80s. This is a remix from later on, I think the 90s, maybe the early noughties. This is a Nick Fish Dirty Trance mix of Blue Monday with Jamex and De Leon versus New Order. So yes, I know it's a little bit of a tangential clash to previous style, but it still has the same DNA. Hello Publius, it is awesome to see you here. That I do, Blue Billis. Sorry, please. I love me some Blue Monday. Yes, I don't know, my tongue just went the wrong place, and Publius became God knows what. Tongue crash. And we're happy for you, Publius. You would say that, wouldn't you, Claudio M? Happy tingles, Claudio M. Oh, that's very, very, right. I see a ship in a harbor. I can't answer a bill. But if it wasn't for your misfortune, I'd be a heavenly person today. And I thought I was mistaken. Everybody, in this last minute of this show, I would love to thank all my damn good cyber chatter friends who have been keeping me and everyone in the chat entertained with our silliness. And thank you for listening to all people, whether they're in the chat or being lurky lurkers. It has been a pleasant Saturday morning for me. I hope you guys have a great, great weekend. It's chilly here, but I think I'm going to be neck deep in trying to make old computers bend to my will. Anyway, everyone have an awesome one, and thank you everyone for being part of the fun. Catch you on the flip side.